Hi, it's Beth. It's, you know, I'm over 65. I'm still talking. Today, I don't even care. I mean, 65, I don't even know what that means. Today's a good day. You know, I slept through the night. That's what happened. The entire night. I woke up and it was daytime. And it was off drugs, nothing. No NyQuil, no nothing. Just put my head on the pillow and the next thing I know, it's morning. It's like my brain is unscrambled. My emotions are calm. I guess I'm happy. I guess that's what it looks like. Okay, so. And it is March 1st, 2020. And it's episode 75. So I'm in a great mood. So what I did, I mean, I'm even creative. Like I can think. This makes sense now that I remembered I was sleeping. I came up with something. I was thinking about Jean-Paul, our joke-telling bum that did his work, best work, on the steps of the United Nations, became a legend. Pretty wealthy legend. Pretty wealthy. Because his jokes were great. So anyway, I was thinking about him, and I thought, I'm going to just go on the internet. I'm going to find out what jokes are trending in England. I mean, kind of an odd thing to do, but anyway, I came up with, there was a pretty good one, and it's about this guy, and he's a magician on a cruise liner, really trying. Every night, you know, he's got these guys for 7 days. Every night he gives them a new show, and he's worked it. This is the highlight of his life. He's so happy. So, you know, he's got 7 days worth of stuff. Boom. Everybody's thrilled. The captain has this parrot that he adores. And the parrot comes to every one of this magician shows, right? And he's on the ship now for months too. So he's seen this stuff over and over. And he can talk. So during the show, this damn parrot will come down on his shoulder and he'll go, he's only got the 5 of clubs. He's only got the 5 of clubs. Ruins that joke. Then, you know, he tries his next one. And it's just this like, you know, lion. Middle of the stage, right? And he can make him disappear. And the parrot goes, look off to the left, look off to the left. Absolutely ruins this guy's life. And he can't touch the parrot because it's the captain's parrot. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. It could be, you know, burial at sea. So he puts up with it, but he's going down fast. Night after night, this is happening. Finally, this is hard to believe, but the ship catches on fire, blows up. The magician, he's on a piece of wood. He doesn't know what happened. You know, doesn't even hear the explosion. All of a sudden, he finds himself in the water, holding on to this piece of wood. To his absolute, I don't even know what the word is, rage, the parrot lands on his piece of wood. The two of them float in the water for 7 days, 7 nights, 7 afternoons, 7 mid-mornings, 7 sunsets, staring at each other. Not a word. Finally, the parrot can't take it. He looks at him and he says, okay, where's the boat? That's a good one, right? Okay. Here's another one. This duck. These are British jokes, right? This duck walks into a post office. They probably call it a postal house or something. I don't care. Walks into the post office and he says to the postman, do you have any corn? The postman looks at him and he says, no, sorry, we don't. Duck leaves. Next day, the duck comes in. Got any corn? Postman says, no, we don't. No, we don't. So next day, duck walks in. Got any corn? No. Next day, duck walks in. Got any corn? No. Finally, the postman's had it. And he says, that's my dog singing. And he says, it's beautiful. It's, you know, he's Camille. He's Camille in the opera. Don't pay any attention to him. He'll just get even higher notes. Okay, back to the story. So we got the duck walking in every day, right? It's really great. I mean, I like it. Okay, watch, here I go. Ruckus, that's enough. He doesn't listen to me. Okay, so what happens next is the duck walks in again, right? Okay. He goes, the postman is furious when he says, do you have any corn? Postman says, listen, listen, you come back in. You ask me that question again, and I am going to nail your beak to the counter. Duck leaves. Next day, the duck walks in. Oh, the postman looks at him. The duck says, do you have any nails? The postman says, no, I don't have any nails. The duck says, well, then do you have any corn? Okay, so then there's this other one. British. NASA, quickly realizing during this whole space, you know, adventure, that their ballpoint pens won't work in zero gravity. They spent $12 billion solving the problem, and they've got a pen that they are so proud of that can work under any circumstances. The Russians, they just use a pencil. Okay, so we're leaving Germany now, which is good. I mean, we're leaving not Germany, we're leaving England, which they had some good ones, right? I tried to find jokes trending in France. There weren't any. And I'm not joking. That's true. They had things about their language, not jokes, not real jokes. So then I had to go on to Germany. I was depressed, but I thought I'll give Germany a try. Okay, Germany had a couple of them. There's one. Okay, so these two guys, a Dutchman and a German, have to sit next to each other on a train. Now there's some tension, a little unresolved conflict and hostility between these two nations. But the German's sitting there, he's thinking, I'm going to try. Of course, he takes his shoes off, which is a big problem. Most people don't like it when Germans take their shoes off everywhere. Dutchman doesn't say anything. So the German gets up and says, I'm going to get myself a soda. Can I get you one? The Dutchman says, well, that would be lovely. Thank you. So when the German is out of sight, the Dutchman spits in his shoes. Boom. Yuck. So they have a nice little, you know, the rest of the train ride, not talking, drinking their sodas. Train ride's over. The German puts his, it makes me sick even thinking about it, puts a very big gag problem. Puts his foot in the shoe. Oh, I'm thinking about it too much. And he realizes what the Dutchman has done. He's so upset about this hostility between these two nations. And he looks at the guy and he goes, why do we have to keep doing this? All this hostility, all this spitting in each other's shoes and peeing in each other's drinks. That's pretty good. Okay, so then this one happened. There was a recent question that was presented to Angela Merkel at a news conference. The reporter says, what do you think the biggest problem in Germany is today? Is it uncertainty or indifference? Oh man, Angela just looks at this reporter and says, I don't know and I don't care. So we're going to leave Germany. So then I went back to my little Google machine and wanted to find out what was trending in Luxembourg. I'm sure I'm the only one that cares, but they have a little problem. That's what they call it. The little problem is that they're little. And they have another little problem, which they freely admit, which is that they hate the Germans. But they can't quite pull it off because all they do is watch German TV, read German newspapers, and they actually know more about Germany than any German in Germany. So they have a problem there. The other complex, I would say, that they have is a Napoleon complex. And when you have to call a town of 80,000 people a capital city in Europe, people snicker. They laugh behind your back. Luxembourgians are sensitive. They wake up in the middle of the night and they scream, we are not part of the Netherlands. That's sad. So then went back to the drawing board, and I hit the mother lode. Guess what's trending joke-wise in Russia? It's amazing. Everybody's heard about it but me, and maybe you. It's the Russian joke about Parmesan and condoms. The Russian joke about Parmesan and condoms. The world's talking about it. Leave it to Russia to make their trending joke a reality, because it's true. This is something that's happened in reaction to the sanctions the West has imposed on Russia. So here's what Russia's doing. It's destroying cheese, tons of it. And it's considering destroying condoms, Western condoms, Western cheese. The cheese is gone, but they're considering destroying Western condoms, tons of them. This was endorsed by Putin, this scheme to bulldoze, bury, and burn. There's a BBC special called Mountains of Cheese. It'll make you think. It'll make you think. And unthinkably, absolutely unthinkably, this cheese burning and burying, and whatever the other word was, is being criticized by religious leaders, one of whom called it insane, stupid, and vile. Now, on YouTube, there's more of this breaking story. On YouTube, there is a song immortalizing this needless cheese catastrophe. It is called Death of the Parmesan. The lyrics are haunting. They imagine the fate of the helpless cheese. Tons of cheese. Cheeseites, cheesettes, cheesers. Tons. As they slowly, slowly approach the Russian border, the song goes on. An elderly Parmesan cheese wheel cries out, "No, no!" When they get to the border, the Spanish ham surrenders immediately. This is in the song. The feisty Parmesan cheese wheel, that old, glorified, brave cheese wheel, he's taken by the authorities in the song. He's tortured with a very sharp cheese grater. But he didn't give up a thing. He didn't say a word. Nothing. He didn't say a word. That's mostly because cheese can't speak. They can't talk. The song, Death of the Parmesan, is being considered by everyone to be a masterpiece. That I can't beat. I can't top it. I can't even come close. In fact, I have to lie down. That is so funny and so great. I'm so glad I did this. I'm so glad I did this that I'm going to make this my first edition of trending jokes throughout the world. And I'm going all around the world with this one. There will be many more. This classic song, Death of the Parmesan, has inspired me to find out more about this amazing, wonderful world that we live in. So I'm not going to do it every week. My heart can't take it. I have a little heart murmur from birth or something somewhere. I don't know who gave it to me. So I can't do it every week. But when I get strong again, I will go trending jokes all over the world. So I'll see you later. Share this with the world, would you? This is bigger than cheese. Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye.